The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. It is the final day before Christmas break for Wiggy and I. Shime will be in tomorrow. Who are you with tomorrow?
Me and Fitzy.
You and Fitzy. All right, yeah. I love it. Razor's here today. Jaden's here today. We've got a full house here. We're going to be joined by Gerard Mayo at between 9:15 and 9:20. But I see your call, so let's start with Leo in Ipswich. Leo, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, that was a great lead-in, because I'm hoping that next year our troubles are out of sight and this coaching staff and Wolf are gone, because I can't take this conversation today where Wiggy especially is trying to put words in everybody's mouth with the only issue is walking back things. And no, the walking back is embarrassing for, you know, that he's doing that. But the issue is that the team is just not prepared. The team is not showing any improvement. The team is making mental mistakes that they've been making since day one. There's no accountability when people are fumbling, when people are making mistakes. The whole thing is embarrassing. You're trying to put lipstick on a pig. He just doesn't have it. He doesn't, Wiggy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but is it that the team isn't good because they're not talented?
Well, it's not a matter of the team not being good. It's a matter of you can have the worst person on your roster. You should be able to coach out mental mistakes. You should be able to have some type of improvement over the course of a year of people. I don't care if it's from, man, this guy is terrible, to, hey, this guy is just not good.
Well, your quarterback's improving.
Yeah, and that's Van Pelton. That's the quarterback's capability. That's not Mayo.
All right, thank you, Leo. I think Leo speaks the way a lot of fans. I'm seeing in Twitch right now, the text line, a lot of people are saying, you know, Leo's spot on. So
right, but here's what I would say to a lot of these fans. Go look at Dan Campbell in his first year. There was probably a lot of mistakes that team was making. They won three games.
Yep.
Right? So.
And he said whatever he wanted. Campbell.
Right, but.
The media was.
But this team wasn't very good going into this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just seeing a first-year coach who's coaching a crappy football team that is lacking talent in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be mistakes made. There's going to be, like, when, you know, Vedarian Lowe is a turnstile left tackle. That's because he's not very talented.
Yeah, but there are some penalties that are avoidable, and it was like another penalty on Hunter Henry yesterday. Like, I think that's when people get frustrated when it comes to the coaches, and I understand Gerard Mayo said, I can't do anything for them once they cross that line, but...
Yeah, but that's a holding penalty. That's
on the
player.
I know, but it's undisciplined. It's undisciplined.
No, that's on the player. I mean, you could be... Is Hunter Henry a disciplined player? Do we feel like he's disciplined, he prepares, he knows what he's doing?
Sometimes.
So you don't think Hunter Henry is
I think Hunter Henry is well prepared, but it is it's frustrating when it's week in week. Like, I also think Ramondre Stevenson is well prepared, but Shime's pissed at him for not being able to handle the football.
Undisciplined means you make boneheaded penalties, jumping off sides, penalties where you're not lining up right. You're not on the ball when you should be on the ball. Like, that's undisciplined. Like, a holding penalty, that to me is not undisciplined. We had this conversation. I asked Milbury this conversation, Razor, because the Bruins are one of the most penalized team in hockey. So, like undisciplined, and I don't know how to, like, relate it to hockey, but I feel like undisciplined is too many men on the ice. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, if you hook in or for slashing, like, that's not an undisciplined penalty.
An offensive zone tripping penalty is undisciplined. Yeah. When the guy's got to go 200 feet to score, he's not a threat in any way, and you go stick your stick in because you're being a little lazy. You don't get your feet moving.
Right.
So that's an undisciplined penalty. There are too many men, stupid, undisciplined at times, if someone's taking a bad change. Like, there's a – and, yeah, some holding calls could be undisciplined at times, but this one in this scenario, like, you could call that on every penalty in the NFL.
Right.
Like, every play, I see that every play.
A guy's fighting.
It just happened. The Buffalo Bill guy kind of fell.
Right.
He was holding him. He goes down. It's right in front of the ref. She throws a flag. That one, again, there's not a lot of coaching staff can do about that.
Right.
It's a play that happens in the game.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, too many men, like, 12 men on the field on defense, that's undisciplined. So when I see, like, the holding penalties, I'm like, all right.
And it also goes to sometimes it's talent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talent, if you're not good at it, you take more penalties because you can't have the right technique or the right plays or your mindset's not the right. Like, a lot of that and some of that, and that can't always fall on the coach either.
Well, and I think that's the conversation. When I look at this football team, has Gerard Mayo made mistakes just strictly on the field as a coach? Yeah, I agree with the two-point conversion, maybe they're not as aggressive as I'd like to see them. Defensively, you know, I thought they were going to be much better. Are they doing a poor job of tackling? Are they putting themselves in bad positions? Like, yes, but I feel like somebody who is a first-year coach, coaching a team that's not very talented, would run into some of these mistakes. We brought up Mike Vrabel. I think maybe Vrabel might have a better hand on, like, dealing with the media because I've been a head coach before in certain situations like that. But I don't think this team is far better with Vrabel as the coach because I think they just lack discipline.
All right, well, we have Gerard Mayo joining us in the next hour. He's going to be here between 9:15 and 9:20. So let's take a quick break here now, Shime, and we will be right back.